Romans 10 and 9, that was the verse that was used when I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my own and personal Saviour. Romans 10 and 9, the favourite, very favourite verse. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. One thing that Simon has said tonight is that the decision that we make tonight is for eternity. The decision that we make, well, we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, our names will be recorded in heaven's book of life, and it is there to stay. If we decide not to trust him, well, we are heading for a lost eternity, which is for eternity. And a little bit, perhaps I would like to just talk about this eternal life. And we'll just read two verses. We'll go over to John's Gospel, chapter 6. I must admit that some of these verses I've been thinking about when I thought about my last visit to South Africa. And I'll mention that the Lord Jesus Christ here in John chapter 6 and verse 35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. He that believeth, he that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Chapter 4 and verse 10. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. On my last visit over in South Africa, I travelled quite in quite a few suburban areas, and one of the things that struck me most, and maybe when Neil was over there too, but it seems to be getting worse, is the poverty that some folk go through. And you can see at, in some areas when you drive, people are standing at the street lights or at corners and they're begging. When you stop by, they come up to your motor vehicle and they ask for money or whatever. And I know some believers, what they do is they usually pack a few sandwiches, and whenever any of these people come along and stop, they would give them a sandwich or two, and they would go away. But the thing that they eat mainly is bread and drink water. I remember one day I sat stood at the traffic lights, and the young fellow handed the gentleman a big bottle of water over the fence, and off he went, and he was drinking, and how far he was going to walk, I don't know. But the Lord Jesus Christ here uses simple things, bread and water, things that we need every day to survive on, to talk to these folks. I remember one day my sister made me some lovely pickle fish. Neil will know about that pickle fish in South Africa. It was beautiful. But I just had a little taste because there were other things to eat, and I said, well, put it away for me and I'll take it home and put it in the refrigerator. So I was going to have it a bit later, but one morning I took the car out. Every evening I put the car away and then took it out in the morning. And as I pulled the car out, there was an elderly couple, and they had one of these shopping trolleys, and they had a couple of dogs, and they sort of roam around the streets looking for things to do, you see. But right outside the home where I was living, they just sort of parked there, and they started unwrapping their parcels and made themselves comfortable right in the street on the footpath. And when they opened up this parcel, a big loaf of bread came out, and I don't know what was in the bottle, but anyway, they were going to have a feed right there on the footpath. And I remember going inside and I thought, oh well, is that what they're going to have, bread and water or something like that? So I went inside and I got the pickle fish out of the fridge and I went outside and I said, oh well, here you are, some pickle fish. And I thought they'd have a good meal then. I still remember telling them not to put the bones in the street. But when I'd come out the second time, well, I don't think they eat it because they parceled it up nicely and put it away. and I think they must have kept it for a later fact. But that is the thing that people seem to survive on, bread and water, wherever you go. The Lord Jesus Christ here, in speaking to these folk, if you remember, the Lord Jesus Christ has come from the situation where he had fed 5,000 people. 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then the Lord Jesus Christ had moved on and they went across the Sea of Tiberias and over to Capernaum. But all these people that had gathered around and were part of that big feast that the Lord Jesus Christ had just performed, that wonderful miracle, we find that they moved on. The Lord Jesus Christ moved on. If you read that chapter, we won't have time to go into it. But suddenly we find that everybody was going their own way and then discovered that the Lord Jesus Christ wasn't with them. And of course they quickly found out where he was heading for, and they got boats themselves, and into the boats they went, and then off they went to seek out the Lord Jesus Christ. And then they finally caught up with him. But we find here that the Lord Jesus Christ, when these people came to him, he had a word to them. And he said in verse 26, and Jesus, maybe I'll just read for a little bit of context, verse 22. And the following day, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one wherein his disciples were entered, and Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but his disciples were gone away alone. Verse 24, when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, whence comest thou hither? Now listen to the Lord's reply. And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Ye seek me not because of the miracles, but because of the loaves, because ye ate of the loaves and were filled. You know, dear friends, isn't that like the world today? There are many people in the world today, they would love to have this eternal life. You ask people if they want to go to heaven, no doubt that is the place where they want to be, if they believe that there is a heaven. But so many people, they like to get to heaven their own way. These people here, they followed the Lord Jesus Christ and listened to him, enjoyed the meal that he had provided for them. And they felt that this was sufficient perhaps for them and for the time. But the Lord Jesus Christ had to come to them very sternly and say, well, the only reason why you are coming is so that you can enjoy perhaps something more to feed on. If you have come here tonight, dear friend, and you know not the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, and you've come perhaps just to satisfy that conscience of yours to come and sit under the sound of God's Word, and then leave again later on and say, oh well, I've fulfilled that, I've done that, now I can go home and next week I can come along again. But you know, dear friends, that's not going to get you to heaven, as our brother has pointed out so clearly. We have to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And you know, dear friends, tonight, if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will have that eternal life that our Lord Jesus Christ speaks of. If we look again at Luke's Gospel chapter 18, there was another man. He wanted this eternal life as well. And he came to the Lord Jesus Christ and he said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to him and put the challenge to him concerning his riches, we read, that this man went away very, very sorrowful. You know, dear friends, tonight it is the desire of our Lord Jesus Christ that you put your faith and trust in Him. Because that's the only way, as our brother pointed out, that you are going to get to heaven. I'll turn you to another scripture in John's Gospel chapter 10. And the Lord Jesus Christ speaking here, He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And in verse 27 He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And the question tonight, dear friends, is this. Do you want that eternal life? Are you coming here just to satisfy someone? Are you coming here to satisfy yourself, to say, well, I've been to a gospel meeting? Well, dear friends, like those folks, the Lord Jesus Christ says to you tonight that you have to put your faith and trust in Him. I am the bread of life. And you have to put your faith and trust in Him as your own and personal Savior. And that is the only way you will obtain this eternal life. Our brother said, how do we get it? It is quite simple. He quoted John chapter 3 and verse 16. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I gave my life on Calvary's cross for your sins. And tonight, dear friends, if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved for time and for all eternity. But the question is tonight, dear friends, do you want this eternal life? And if you do, the Bible tells us, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is God's day of salvation. Our brother made that point that it is for eternity, the salvation that you choose tonight. I read a note that was written by Mr. D.L. Moody. He was in Texas on one occasion, and he picked up the newspaper, and there was a write-up of Mr. Moody. But the heading of this bit in the newspaper was headed up, Old Moody. And of course, I'll read the little bit that he said. He said, I never got such a shock from any newspaper in my life. I have never been called old before. I won't tell you, but I'm called old quite often. But I went to my hotel and looked in the mirror. I cannot conceive of getting old. I have a life that is never going to end. Death may change my position, but not my condition. Not my standing in Christ. If you meet me 10 million years later, I will be young. Don't call me old. I'm only 62, he writes. I've only begun to live. As a believer, no matter what your age, the best lies ahead of you. And so you see, dear friends, no matter the age, whether you're young, or whether you're middle-aged, or whether you're old, when you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, well, life really only begins. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I am come that they might have life, in Luke's Gospel chapter 10, and that they might have it more abundantly. What did the Lord Jesus Christ mean by that? Well, He meant, dear friends, that when you put your faith and trust in Him, He saves you for time and for eternity. Your name is recorded in heaven's book of life. And one day we are going to see him face to face. And the best things of life, it's not always rosy down here, you know. Even as Christians, we go through certain stages in our lives and things. But you know, the Lord Jesus Christ is preserving the best for us yet to come when we meet him face to face. But the question tonight, dear friends, is, do you want this eternal life? How much do you want it tonight? As our brother has said, we need to trust our Lord Jesus Christ as our own and personal Savior to obtain this eternal life. And I trust that you will do that tonight. A verse in Revelation, chapter 22, to close with. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Dear friends, tonight, whosoever will, whosoever believeth, whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. We trust tonight, by the words that our brother has spoken to us from the Scripture concerning our position before the Lord Jesus Christ, and that hope that we have, that eternal hope, by putting our faith and trust in him, you will decide tonight and trust him as your own and personal Savior. Just in closing, it reminds me also of a little story that I perhaps mentioned here before already on the platform about this gentleman who came home one evening and met this young boy selling newspapers. And this boy was rather cold, and the gentleman came across and said to him, "Here, son," took some coins out of his pocket and said, "Have a coin. I want you to go and have some hot drinks." And the little boy took a coin out of this gentleman's hand. Of course, being very polite, he took the smallest coin. But as he'd gone away, he thought and he said, "Oh, well, there was a bigger coin. There was 5 cents. Well, there was 10 cents as well. And I might as well go back for the bigger one." And he went back. And of course, the gentleman was still waiting there, and he put his hand in his pocket and he said, "Yes, there you go." And the young man again, he took out 20 cents. And then he'd gone back again, and when he got to the shop and he said, "Oh, what can I buy for 20 cents? And he looked and he saw the gentleman was still standing there. And he went back again. And he said, "Sir, I did see 50 cents in your hand." And before he could say any more, the gentleman said, "Well, here you are, son. I wanted you to have the biggest in the first place. I wanted you to have the best so you could have a good meal. Take the coin." And quickly he did. But before he left, the gentleman told him about John 3:16 and about what the Lord Jesus Christ offers. And it's just like these people, you know, they came for the bread. Wherever the Lord Jesus Christ went, they thought they were going to get a feed, and they wanted to take those good things from him. But what he was really trying to get through to them, the question of eternal life, was what they were trying to avoid. And this gentleman said to the boy, "Now look, you've been taking all those things from me. I want you to have it. I wanted you to have the best. But you know, we enjoy lots of things today in the world. We enjoy fresh air. We enjoy lovely food. We enjoy jobs. We enjoy meals. But God wants us to have eternal life. And he offers to us freely eternal life. I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish." And tonight, dear friends, God wants us to have the best. He wants us to have eternal life. He wants our names recorded in heaven's book of life for time and for all eternity.